Right? Now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Menopause Summit 2. And we are getting toward the end of this summit, and we've had some fantastic speakers, and we certainly have one today. And my name is Roz Adams, also known as the Hormone Lady by many, and my co-host, Lila Bryan. So we're so happy that you're on this call, and if you couldn't make it on the call, the great news is you get to listen to the download. So it still won't be too late, and if you are listening to it, and I know you're going to want to tell your friends and family all about our topic tonight, and it's on the effective treatment of fibromyalgia and fatigue, and I'm sure we're going to cover many more things than that. And our speaker tonight is Jacob Teitelbaum, who's a medical director of the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers nationally, author of the popular free iPhone application, Cures, C-U-R-E-S, A to Z, and author of the best-selling book, From Fatigued to Fantastic, which is in its third revision, which tells you how great that book is. And also, he's author of Pain Free 1-2-3, a proven program for eliminating chronic pain now. And his newest book is Beat Sugar Addiction Now. Dr. Teitelbaum suffered with and overcome with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia in 1975. He spent the next 35 years creating, researching, and teaching about effective therapies for fatigue and pain. He is a senior author of the landmark studies, Effective Treatment of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Fibromyalgia, a placebo-controlled study, and Effective Treatment of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome and Fibromyalgia with D-ribose. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, including Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, The Dr. Oz Show, and Oprah and Friends. And most importantly, he lives in Kona, Hawaii. I am so envious. And his website is www.vitality101.com. So welcome, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Roz, it's great to be with you. You and Lila are two of my favorite hostesses. Always give me a smile.
Well, we've got some great questions for you tonight, and I know that's going to lead to even more conversation because chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia have just been two health issues that seem to be the hardest to treat, or that seems to be what's out in the public, like you can't find a good treatment, or you're just continuing to get medicated rather than looking at the whole picture. And that's one of the things I love about your protocol called SHINE, which we'll be talking about, because you're looking at the whole person and treating the root cause rather than just putting the Band-Aid on it.
Absolutely. This is not a single problem. This is an energy crisis. We basically have blown a fuse. And you can put a Band-Aid on it with the medications, and that's okay. But the bottom line is you want to treat the underlying energy crisis. And when you do, our studies show 91% of patients improve. So for those of you out there exhausted, hurt all over, insomnia, we're going to teach you how to get well.
All right. Can't beat that.
And before we start, if you called in, you can press *2 to raise your hand, and we will unmute you, because everyone at this point is muted. And if you are on the webcast, you can write in a question, and we will get to it. So
Dr. Teitelbaum, how can you tell if you have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. The hallmark symptoms, if you're exhausted, now people are exhausted just from life, but if you have a paradox of severe insomnia, you can't get a good night's sleep to save your life despite exhaustion, then you've probably got chronic fatigue syndrome or a related process. And if you have widespread achiness to go with it, you've got CFS's painful cousin, fibromyalgia. And it's really that simple. Exhausted, can't sleep, ache all over, you got it.
Well, that is pretty straightforward. So what's some of the symptoms, which a lot of people that have this know it, but for people that are wondering if this may be what they have going on, what are some of those symptoms?
Well, in addition to those hallmark symptoms you mentioned, tired, achy, can't sleep, brain fog is a real common part of it, loss of short-term memory, difficulty with word finding or word substitution. You may find, you know, you're calling a knife a fork, your difficulty finding the word, substituting the wrong word. So, you know, if you're calling your husband by somebody else's name, that's not a Freudian slip here. At least you can tell him that, but, you know. Yeah, I hate when that happens, don't you? It's like, you know, so these, the brain fog, really big thing. But the nice thing is that goes away, but it's scary for people. Numbness, tingling, dry eyes, dry mouth, sinusitis, spastic colon, lost libido, average 32.5 pound weight gain, whole host of symptoms. And for those of you out there who have perimenopause or menopause that's contributing, it gets confusing because sometimes it's just that you treat for the hormones, bioidentical preferably, or with other natural things like edamame and such to take care of it. But if you have that severe insomnia that persists despite that, you want to be thinking fibromyalgia, treat the whole thing, you'll feel great.
So what causes the chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia?
Now, basically, Ross, these represent an energy crisis, where your body is spending more energy than it can make. So a lot of us know these days what it's like to have an overdrawn checking account, having gone through the recession that we went through. Many of us have heard about energy crisis, and it's not just gasoline. People are under a lot of stress. So if you have poor sleep, whether it's because you have a snoring husband or whether it's because you have, you know, sweating all night and it's waking you up, or you have young children, if you have hormonal deficiencies, low thyroid, low adrenal, as well as the perimenopausal hormones, any of a number of infections, nutritional deficiencies, chronic stresses, if you have toxic chemical exposure, toxic boss exposure, toxic spouse exposure, all kinds of things, all kinds of ways to have an energy crisis. And then this disease has gotten so far that you blow a fuse, and that circuit is called the hypothalamus. And basically, if you feel like you've blown a fuse out there and this fits you, yep, you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like how you refer to it also as like the electrical circuits in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Of if you blow a breaker, or, you know, then that's going to affect everything else too.
Yeah, and you know, when you blow on a circuit breaker, you have too many blow dryers or space heaters or something plugged in, and you blow a circuit and you go to the box and see how circuit number 8 is off. And on that little panel, it says, oh, this controls, you know, the bathroom lights or living room lights or whatever. If in your brain, if you could look, if they had that little circuit panel box that you could open up and you could see what it says for the hypothalamus, which is a fuse that you blow, it would say that that circuit controls sleep, which is why you can't sleep even though you're exhausted. It controls your entire hormone system. It controls temperature, so 98.6 is a fever for you, and it controls sweating and bowel function. So you may have these weird sweats and spastic colon and acid reflux may be plaguing you. But this is all in that one circuit.
And I think that's one of the things I definitely want to talk about is the whole bowel component, because I think a lot of people associate that with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get interested in this?
Well, the old-fashioned way. I had it.
that's the best way, isn't it?
that's one way to get a doctor's attention. You know, it's funny. People say, who should I see? You know, what specialty? And I say, specialty doesn't matter. You go to somebody who had it and got well, or had a family member with it, and that's how they got interested. I was in medical school, and my dad was there, so I was paying my own way and had rushed through college because it was cheap to do 2 years credits in 1 year. You know, it was like half price. I kind of finished college in 2.5 years and was rolling on through med school. And that was the easy part. The hard part is I got caught up in a family meltdown. I came from an old Auschwitz family. Most of my family had been in the camps. And I was a peacemaker. And a lot of people listening, they know this. If there's a crisis in the family, they're the go-to person. which is one way of looking at it. I look at it as if you have a big sign on it on you that says emotional toxic waste dump open. and people come and they dump it all on you. And I had all of that going on. So that I emotionally was too young and immature to handle that. And then I got what I called the drop dead flu, nasty viral infection. Left me bedridden, and I had to drop out of med school, and I was paying my own way, so that meant no work study, no scholarship, no loans. I was homeless, sleeping in a park, because I had to drop out of med school.
Wow.
And it was funny that I think God always brings us exactly what we need, and it was as if he put a sign on my park bench that said, Park Medical School, and naturopaths came by, herbalists came by, NHC workers, all these different people would come by, and they taught me the bits and pieces of what I needed to learn to get well. Got myself well, went back to med school, got my honors, and yep, that's how I got into it.
Wow, and since then, seen more than 3,000 patients.
Yep, this is not a 5-minute kind of thing that you can see people in the average 5-minute medical doctor visit. But what we do is we put the information out there, even if you can't find a doctor, and we'll tell you how to find a doctor today. But the tools we made, doing the research, doing the book, but I actually hold a United States patent for a computerized physician. We made one of those so that people who can't find a doctor can go online. They'll go through some quizzes and questions. They can put in their lab tests if they have them available, but they don't have to. If you have, it's funny, the lab tests and the symptoms both point to the same place. So if you have them, put them in. If not, don't worry. It will analyze all that, tell them exactly what's causing their chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, and then tailor a treatment protocol to their case.
Yeah, that's great. I went on your site, and it's so easy, too. So that's the www.vitality101.com, and has a checklist that you can go through, a questionnaire that asks you all the questions and then pinpoints even the labs from the most important to all the way down. So anybody can determine just from doing that. That is fantastic.
Yeah, and it's on the homepage. You'll just see the symptom analysis program. Now, it cost about $500,000 in time and money to develop that, and we charged about $350, $400 for people to do it. But we told people that if you couldn't afford it, we'd let them do it for free, and 80% of people wrote back they couldn't afford. So what we've done, because I know what it's like having this disease. I've been there. I basically no money in my pocket. I remember that I had 80 cents to my name and hadn't eaten for a day or two, and I know it was a policeman left a $10 bill on the road for me to find. I know it because he was my wake-up service in the morning in the park, and I ate. I ate that day. Got some eggs, and they overcooked them, so they gave me double, and I was like, wow. So I know it's hard for people out there. And what we've done is we've made that symptom analysis program free for everybody.
Wow, that's
so
wonderful.
You just do it.
Incredible. Everybody that I can think of, I want to tell about it because it's so thorough. And if they want to do a more extensive, then they can pay for that. But it's still so reasonable. I mean, even the extensive one that you have online is just like $99.
They don't need to do that. I made sure that both programs give the exact same treatment recommendations. I don't want somebody being withheld a treatment recommendation because they're doing the free one. The more expensive one makes a complete medical record for their doctor.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing, you don't need that. Just do the free one.
Great.
It'll tell you what you need to do.
That's awesome. And one of the things that I wanted to point out too that I've learned this just in my business working with people with hormones, the whole emotional component, that there's always some trigger that causes it, where, whether it's environmental, like you said, or this toxic environment or toxic people or viruses or whatever. And that's I think, an eye-opening experience when people realize that how much damage that can do to them.
Well, the nice thing is that, and this is a tricky concept to get in the beginning, this disease is not the enemy. It's like when you blow a fuse in your home. If you have too many things plugged in and you blow a fuse, it's annoying. It's like, dang, all the lights went off. But it actually protected the house from burning out the wiring when you blew a fuse. And this disease actually protects you from blowing, when you have an overwhelming stress, because people, most people when they're tired, they do this thing that's going to sound very odd to people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They rest. People with CFS and fibro, what do? We redouble our efforts if we're tired.
Right.
And that's why our body had to blow a fuse to take us out of the game. So it actually protected our body from any permanent harm being done. And what I find is
the same thing with the hormonal symptoms, which is part of this too. I tell people to look at that as, I mean, it's the body's way of telling you, you've got to see what's going on here.
It's taking you out of the game. Yep. And it's like the red flashing oil light on your dashboard saying, pay attention.
Right. So what has your research shown? Because that's one of the biggest things people want to know about the research, and you've definitely done it.
Absolutely. And for you folks out there, you're exhausted, can't sleep, you have widespread pain, pick up a pencil or a pen, take a piece of paper, and write down the word SHINE. S-H-I-N-E. This is going to be your checklist for getting well. We're going to talk about this today. But SHINE stands for sleep. So you're going to get the sleep support you need. We'll talk about how to do that, because most of you out there know, like, sleep, what's that? H is hormonal support. And most of you have realized, too, that for most hormones, the testing is unreliable. So that your tests are normal means nothing. I will be treating infections. N is nutritional support. And E is exercise, but only as able. Too much, and you'll be bedridden the next day. It's not healthy. So we'll tell you how to do that. So S-H-I-N-E, I'm going to go through that today and teach you how to get well. But I want to throw one other thing out there. For those listening, you're going to have so many different weird symptoms for many of you with CFS and fibro. You're going to go to the doctor, and they're going to look at you like they don't know, so you're crazy. And I want to give you an opportunity today. Email in your questions or call in, and Leela's manning the boards over there. She'll go through the questions, even if it doesn't seem CFS or fibro related. You know, the doctor is in. Feel free to bring up questions as a CFS fibro, and even if not, we're happy to address them.
So what you would do to get your questions answered is, if you've called in, press *2 and to raise your hand, or write it in on the webcast. Okay.
All right. That's awesome. Because study that you did, that's what you were talking about when we first started, is like 91% of the people improve, with an average 91% improvement.
Yep. We took people with CFS and fibromyalgia, and we broke them into two groups. And it was kind of a random thing. Half of people got all active treatment, and the other half got all placebo. And this is based largely on what the symptom analysis program on the website will tell people to be doing, even though it's evolved since that study and gotten a lot better. But what we found is that 91% of the patients in the active group got better. Half of them rated themselves as much better. Another 41% rated themselves as somewhat better. So 91% improved. And the average increase in quality of life was 90% at the end of 3 months. So this is dramatic. A placebo group did lousy. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the SHINE protocol. I love the acronym. Starting
well,
off
funny.
With S for sleep.
and funny with the acronym, Ross, because it used to be SHIN, S-H-I-N.
Uh-huh.
And then when I was on with Dr. Oz, and he's wonderful, he's a friend of mine, and he said, Jacob, that's all well and good. You talk a good story now, and let me see what it does. So he took this patient that he had met who was horribly ill with horrible pain and said, okay, get her better. And a month later, she was pain-free and feeling great. He said, okay, now I'll believe you. Okay, good. Yeah. So he did that kind of thing. And the woman we had treated said, Dr. T, you know, S-H-I-N is well and good, but you've got to add the exercise to that as able. And she taught me about using pedometer and things like that. So it felt right that it was one of the patients with a disease who took it over the finish line and turned it from SHIN to SHINE.
Oh, that's awesome. I saw that, the SHIN protocol, I saw that in one thing. I said, is that wrong? and that, because then I saw others, I saw the SHINE, so... Well, I guess she proved it, and you proved it to Dr. Oz too. Good for you.
Yeah, and it's fun. So let's go ahead and ask about S for sleep. And since the circuit breaker that you blew controls sleep, you can't sleep. You know, if you're lucky to get 4 or 5 hours sleep a night with this disease, and it feels like unrefreshing, non-restorative sleep. So there's a couple things you can do. There's natural remedies. There's a mix of 6 herbs that's outstanding. It's called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. So write that one down. It's a good place to begin. Let me make a quick statement, Roz, that I know when people are trying to sell me stuff, I just tune out. So I have a simple policy. I don't take money from any drug companies or any natural product companies. And even products I design, the royalties all go to charity. So I will sell stuff on my website, but anything I sell there, you can get online anywhere and in thousands of health food stores. So
wow.
I work as a patient advocate, so that makes it easier. So you're going to find out there's some things I give a really big thumbs up to, there's some things I give a really like to, and this way I'm not bashful about doing either way. So
we love
so
that.
That's fun. So let's start to sleep. So the Revitalizing Sleep Formula, most health food stores have it, vitality101.com, easy to find. It's a mix of 6 herbs. And it will get you, for people with day-to-day insomnia, that's all they need. People with fibromyalgia are going to need a mix of things, but you start with that, 2 to 4 at bedtime. I will note that about 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 people get energized from one of the herbs called valerian. So if that happens, you need to switch to something else. But most of you are going to find that's going to help you sleep a lot. You get melatonin, but just 1/2 milligram. You take some lavender oil that you can get at the health food store. It's in a spray bottle or a little dropper bottle. You put a couple, 1 or 2 sprays or a drop or 2 on your pillow at night. The smell of lavender will help you sleep. See, these are some very simple things. And then for those of you who are exhausted all day and your head hits a pillow, and, you know, at 10 o'clock your head hits a pillow and your mind is wide awake and thinks it's daytime, that's because your adrenal is switched. It's high during the night when it should be low and low during the day when it should be high. And there's a very nice herbal mix of ashwagandha, phosphatidylserine, and a host of other things called Sleep Tonight. For those of you who have that wide awake at bedtime kind of a thing. And you know yourself, you hit the pillow, your mind suddenly is wide awake, or you finally get to sleep, and at 2 in the morning, also it's like the universal alarm clock wakes you up and you're wide awake. So the Sleep Tonight can be very helpful for that. And you can mix and match all of these. And that mix of natural things is going to help you sleep dramatically. And then I will say for some of you, many of you out there, because of fibromyalgia, CFS, very severe sleep problem, that's a reasonable time to consider medications like Neurontin, even Ambien, Trazodone. Many sleep medications are addictive. I don't recommend them, but there are other ones that can be very helpful in this disease. So I'll tell you right now, in the over 3,000 people I've treated, I can count on one hand how many I've not been able to getting a good night's sleep each night. So I know many of you are listening saying, get a good night's sleep, you're crazy, Dr. T. I can't. And I'm going to tell you, yes, you can.
Well, I think it's the worst symptom that there is to not be able to sleep.
Well, it's
I'm sure we can come
having,
up with
having,
some more,
having
but it's
treated
one of the
chronic pain.
Things.
Having treated chronic pain
yeah.
for a long time, I'm going to go like, oh, it's one of them.
And for women that don't have that, they can use that for menopause too, I bet, huh?
Absolutely. The Revitalizing Sleep Formula is wonderful for anybody with day-to-day insomnia as well. So if you have the insomnia from the estrogens being low and progesterone being low from with perimenopause, you're going to love it. It's going to work really well. But for menopause, all that most people are going to need is just that. But the sleep disorder and fibromyalgia is very severe, and you need intensive care for that. And that's why the treatment checklist will say, you know, add these things one to the other until you're getting your 8 hours sleep a night.
All right. So do you have those on the – when they do the online form, does it list some of the medications, too, as choices?
Absolutely. What you're going to get, and don't be afraid if you get your printer spinning out this big long thing when you get to do the symptom analysis program. Just look for the one page that says, here's what's causing your disease. It's going to say these are the likely causes and then other causes to consider. It'll put them in order of priority because usually it's a mix of things going on. And then you're going to get this treatment checklist And it's going to be broken down by nutritional support, sleep, infections, hormones. And it's going to check off, here are the things for you. There's over 200 things on the list. I'm just going to check off a couple just for each category for you. It's going to have the natural things, and then it'll have the prescription items, the ones, the medications that'll help, leaving off the ones that won't. On that checklist, so you can go through it on your own or with your physician, and it's going to walk you right through that.
That's great.
But the other thing grabs you for sleep is that the symptom analysis program is also going to check out to see, do you have sleep apnea? Do you have restless leg syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Because those need to be treated too.
Mm-hmm. So then we are to the big one, hormonal support.
Yes, indeed. Big capital H over there.
A big H.
And so let me give you one simple thing to start with, and you guys already know this. The blood tests are horrible. They're horribly unreliable when it comes to picking up hormonal deficiencies. For example, with thyroid, the blood test not only misses some people, but will miss the majority of women who have an underactive thyroid. So you know you're tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, your hair is thinning. You know you've got a low thyroid. You go to the doctor says, sorry, honey, the test is normal, nothing wrong with you, you're crazy. They don't put it in quite those words, but that's the impression they give. And let's go ahead and tell listeners so in a way they can make it we can make it easy to understand. All the normal range means on your blood testing is that you're not in the lowest or highest 2.5% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
That's all normal means. It's called two standard deviations. They take 100 people, they check the tests. The highest and lowest 2% are defined as abnormal. The 95% in the middle, that's the normal range. So say I wanted a normal range for shoe sizes. I take 100 people that stroll by in the mall, and I get a normal range of, say, 4 to 13. And if there happen to be a couple babies and strollers coming by that day, it might be a normal range of 1 to 13. A couple Texans strolling by, it might be 3 to 15. Yeah. So that would be the normal range. So say we got our shoes mixed up. We come to Hawaii, and we leave our shoes at the door because it's a big volcano and you don't want to track it into the house. And we got our shoes mixed up, and now you're wearing my size 12, and I'm wearing your size 7. And we go to the shoe doctor, and we say, Doc, the shoe feels loose and it's falling off. And they say, no bras. It's a size 12. It's smack dab in the normal range. There's nothing wrong with your shoe. and I go and I say, I can't, it doesn't fit. It's small. And he says, nope, sir. It's a size 7. That's right, middle of the normal range. And I say, I can't get my toe in the thing. And he says, the test is normal, and starts implying I'm crazy. That's an exact analogy to what's going on here.
Oh,
and the same thing happens.
What a great analogy.
Yeah. So if the test will give you an idea, if somebody walks in, and says, hey, I have a size 16 shoe and they don't have a big clown nose on, good size is too big. But the bottom line is you got to listen to the person.
Mm-hmm.
If the person says, I'm tired, achy, weight gain, cold intolerant, they've got low thyroid. How do they tell if they have low adrenal? That's a stress handler. I'm going to give you a very high-tech way to tell, guys. I'll ask people a simple question. They come in. They often come with their spouses or friends. And I say, is it that there's sometimes like a light switch goes off and suddenly you've got 3 minutes to feed them or they will kill you? And they both nod up and down like, yeah, that's low adrenal and they need adrenal support.
Hmm.
And we talk about this in the book Beat Sugar Addiction now too for you sugar addicts out there. Even if you have the CFS and fibro, there's the two books I have. The Beat Sugar Addiction Now is kind of like the cliff notes. It's going to teach you the short and sweet. You're going to recognize yourself. It's going to tell you exactly what to do. For those of you who want the more detailed, can't get enough information, the Fatigued, fantastic book. So that's a shameless plug. But those two books are going to be really good for you. They're going to, and like I say, you want it easy, get the Beat Sugar Addiction Now. You want, you have your PhD, you want the more detail, get the Fatigued, fantastic book. So, hormones, and you guys already know, you guys read the book on menopause. So, but I'm going to just say a simple thing. The tests, again, will miss estrogen and progesterone deficiency until you're 5 to 12 years into being deficient. And number two, use, if you're using hormones, for God's sake, use the bioidentical. There is one really good reason to use a Premarin or Provera synthetics. And that's because it's patentable and therefore profitable. So even though it'll kill you, or may kill you, it is money-making.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of science and sanity, the reason the bioidenticals weren't used is because they're not patentable. And therefore, you couldn't charge the big bucks for them. But the science has shown over and over and over and over that they are the healthier and safer and more effective hormone to use. On the other hand, it's also shown what you can get very sophisticated, highly regarded experts, professors, and leaders of societies to say if you pay enough money. You can get them to say the salt and sugar are the same because they're both white crystals. Like, no. As I told you, I'm going to be subtle, guys. But, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you are.
But tell us what you really think, huh?
So, what do you think about far as with the testing? The main thing really is listening to the person and the symptoms. What do you think mm-hmm. about the saliva testing, or even the blood?
I think the testing is not that reliable, no matter what testing you're doing. But it's all helpful. I mean, I'm going to before I treat somebody, I'm going to check the testing. The saliva testing is more likely to be helpful, I think. And again, there's really good people that will disagree with me,
mm-hmm.
so I'm just going to give in my humble opinion. Before you're on the hormones, once you're on the hormone treatments, I think that the testing is questionable reliability. And at that point, I'm more likely to go with the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for estrogen, well, do you have vaginal dryness, decreased lubrication, libido? You know, these are very good symptoms for that. If you're having a lot of anxiety, trouble sleeping, then I'm going to up the progesterone a bit. Hot flashes, pretty nonspecific. I mean, it'll give you some idea, but there's a lot of things that cause hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
If your symptoms are worse around your cycle, you know, that tells you that's when your estrogen and progesterone are dropping. So for perimenopause, that's going to tell me. But I'm recommending the lower doses, even just a tenth of a milligram of the biest or a half a milligram, although we used to use 2.5 milligrams. That's coming down. The lower doses seem to work as well. The progesterone at about 30, using the topical. But I'm going to be treating more based on clinical and certainly adjusting the dosing based on the clinical more than I am on the saliva testing. But having said that, I tend to be a bit of a curmudgeon when it comes to technology. I prefer the art of medicine and listening to the person.
Yeah.
So that's my bias. And there's a lot of really good doctors that are going to use the saliva testing. So I'm just going to say that's in my humble opinion, but there's a lot of ways to get to the same place. So some people do it with the testing. I'm more going to listen to the person.
Well, like you said, it can give you some information, but it's nothing's foolproof. And two is finding physicians that will work with you and look at it other than what's in the range, like you
yep.
said, because that I've told people if it doesn't have an L or an H beside it, they don't even look at it. It's just considered it's okay.
Yeah, and give your doctor a size 4 shoe.
Exactly.
Ask him to wear it. Tell him it's in the normal range. The normal range. Please wear this till the next visit, and then we'll talk again. Because that's what they're telling you to do.
Mm-hmm. And then the next big one is the infections.
Mm-hmm. The eye is infections, and because the immune system is down in this disease, people pick up a whole bunch of hitchhiker infections. So there's not just one infection. There are literally dozens of infections that are going on. But you don't have to chase down each one. When you use the whole protocol, your immune system is going to get healthier and chase out most of these infections. So there's just a few that are critical to go after. Number one would be the candida or the yeast. And if you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, or spastic colon, there's no testing that's reliable for yeast. There's a lot of tests, but none that I think are worth a damn. So you treat based on the symptoms. Basically, if you have CFS and fibro, you should be treated for yeast, period. And you're going to find that the sinusitis and the spastic colon clear up along with a lot of the other symptoms. The parasites, and again, most regular labs, I think, are clueless at doing parasitology. There's I use mostly Diagnostics. I use Geneva as my first line. Geneva Labs would be the main one I use for stool testing. There's a parasitology center. There's a few that I'll use, but most standard labs would not know a 10-foot parasite if it was waving a red flag saying it's a parasite. You know, they just will come back negative over in parasites. So you need to do it at one of these labs that knows what they're doing. And if it's present, you need to treat it, even if it's called a non-problem parasite. No, with the immune dysfunction, all parasites need to be treated. And a good holistic doctor will know how to look at this for you. There's whole issues with Lyme disease, mycoplasma, many viral infections, including XMRV, where there's interesting new research going on. But again, the bottom line is that if you treat with the sleep, nutritional support, hormonal support, these other things, and knock out the candida and the parasites, for most of you, your immune system will take care of the rest. You know, even with chronic Lyme disease, once you've done the initial round of antibiotics, the reason it becomes chronic is because these other problems are not, you know, the other issues are keeping your immune system weak. You treat for shine, your body will be able to knock out that chronic Lyme very often. So we use antibiotics sometimes, but most people don't need it. They do need the candida treatments.
And for the candida, what do you recommend?
Well, number one, they eat sugar. And so you got to stop feeding the little buggers, and you know, and they have a way that they make you crave sugar. Mm-hmm. So I tease that there's four types of sugar addicts, and mm-hmm. I talk about this in the Beat Sugar Addiction Now book. And type one is just people who are tired and they're reaching for energy loan shark drinks. Type two was a low adrenal, they're to feed me now or I'll kill you. Type three are what I call the happy Twinkie hunters. You're going through the cabinets for something sweet. It's not this irritable kind of feed me now thing. It's just this kind of something sweet would be nice. And then you're guzzling down the sugar, and the yeast say thank you by having like a little toga party in your gut and going wild. And then you wonder, I get the gas. It's like a fermentation tank. You get this gas and bloating. So number one, starve the little buggers. Cut back the sugar. Number two, probiotics. I will use probiotics that come in what's called a pearl, because otherwise your stomach acid will kill 99.9% of the bacteria before they get into the colon to put up a fight. So probiotic pearls or acidophilus pearls, there's a couple companies that make them. And I will use two twice a day. We have them online at vitality101.com, but any health food store, you're going to find acidophilus pearls, P-E-A-R-L-S, and for 5 months. I'm going to use a mix of herbs. My favorite is a mix of about 10 different things called anti-yeast. We have that on the website. And I will recommend a medication called Diflucan.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be given for 6 weeks. And the non-holistic doctors say, oh, well, there's no test, so you shouldn't use it. And then they try to scare people, you know, liver inflammation, blah, blah. I've treated thousands of people with it, never seen dangerous, worrisome side effects. I can't say that for Motrin or Tylenol, but I can say that, you know, for the Diflucan. You need to take it for 6 weeks. It used to be $600. Now it's available in generic. You go to Costco or Walmart, it costs you $40 for the six-week supply.
Wow.
Get the generic. And it will knock out the yeast. I will go with the medications. Very, very helpful. Otherwise, the other natural things don't get absorbed beyond the intestine, and they can't knock out the yeast elsewhere in the body, like the sinuses and the rest, where they're causing problems.
All
this is on the symptom analysis checklist. So if the symptom, there's a yeast questionnaire on it, if it suggests yeast, it's going to have all this checked off on the checklist for people, so you don't have to write frantically.
it's all right there.
Yep.
At www.vitality101.com. All right. So then the nutrition part, which of course is huge, and some of that you've already covered with the sugar issue. So.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other support we need?
Yep. Number one, people ask me which vitamin or mineral or am I low in, or what nutrient do I need? And the answer is all of them. I mean, look at it. The American diet is horrible. Mm. You look at, we get 18% of our calories coming from sugar, another 18% of calories from white flour. So we have one-third of our diet that's basically devoid of any nutrients except for calories. And that's just out of the starting gate. You've got food processing, you've got the fats, the high fats that are dumped into food. So we are societally, nutritionally wiped out. And this is the first time in known history that we have high-calorie malnutrition, or people are obese and malnourished.
Hmm.
and it's nuts. So you want to take a nutritional support that's going to give you everything from A to Z, but without having to take a handful of pills all day, which is really annoying after a while as well. So I'm going to use vitamin powders. And this is for everybody, not just chronic fatigue syndrome, but I think everybody out there. My favorite is one called the Energy Revitalization System. It's a vitamin powder by Enzymatic Therapy. People can take 1/2 to 1 scoop a day. Basically, you add water, and you know that's my morning energy drink. I take that and something called Drybos, which we'll talk about in a second. And I add water, and I stir it, and 10 seconds later, I'm good to go for the day. And it's all in one drink, simple, cheap, easy. I'll tell you what it doesn't have. It's easier to say what it doesn't have than what it does have. It doesn't have iron. It doesn't have it because iron's toxic if you don't need it. It doesn't have much calcium because calcium is toxic if you don't need it. And it doesn't have essential fatty acids because oil and water don't mix. But outside of that, everything you should be getting from the food, except for calories, has the amino acids, the whole thing, at optimal levels. Easy. So this is there to make it really simple for people. Now you see why I don't take money from any companies.
Yeah, really.
We totally agree.
I can be unabashed as I want. So the vitamin powder, energy revitalization system, like I say, most health food stores have it online, find it all over the place. Vitality 101, we have it as well. Makes it easy to get the nutritional support. One drink, you're done. Now, there are special nutrients that are not found in the food. They're made by the body or other things that are very helpful in this disease. That aren't deficiencies. So number one is ribose. The brand name that I use is called Corvalen, C-O-R-V-A-L-E-N. This is actually, of all things, I tease that God has a sense of humor because I've been telling people to avoid sugar, but I add the three magic words except for chocolate. I think chocolate's a health food, especially dark chocolate. I've been telling people that for decades, but now I found myself having done a second study studying a special sugar that doesn't feed yeast, doesn't cause the other sugar problems, called ribose. It looks like sugar, tastes like sugar. And you can just put a scoop of it, which is 5 grams. I throw it in the vitamin powder each morning. If you have CFS or fibromyalgia, do the one scoop 3 times a day for one container, 280 grams for 1 month, basically. And then you drop it to twice a day. And this is a study at 53 medical centers, 257 CFS and fibromyalgia patients. Taking the ribose increased energy after 3 weeks by an average of 61% for a single nutrient. So, I mean,
R-I-B-O-S-E.
And picture a 61% increase in energy. It's a lot. And that was average increase in energy. So it's really a wonderful nutrient. Anybody with heart disease as well, anybody with fatigue, anybody with pain, but certainly with CFS and fibro. You know, I would start with, like, say, the 5 grams, and Corvalen is a brand I would use because it has a 5 gram scoop in it, 3 times a day for the first month, and then for one container, and then you can drop it down to twice a day. I just take it once in the morning. I throw it in the vitamin powder, and I'm good to go. So those two are the keys. Stay hydrated. Do not salt restrict unless you have high blood pressure or heart failure. Many people with this disease have low adrenal, and we kind of went over that quickly, but let me just mention, if you get that feed me now or I'll kill you stuff, that irritable when hungry, adrenal stress end is a very nice natural mix that you can take that will stabilize out your adrenal issues. You're going to find things, your energy stays nice and smooth, and your moods stay nice and smooth, and your spouses don't get killed during the day as your moods go off as much. So it's a really nice adrenal stress end, 1 or 2 in the morning, simple. But the vitamin powder, the ribose, stay hydrated and do not salt restrict. People who have low adrenal, if they're listening to all the stuff on TV about, oh, salt restrict, they will crash and burn if they salt restrict. So don't. And you know, most of you are going to find that a high-protein, low-carb diet will feel best, but everybody's different. You want to start tuning into your body and do the things that overall leave you feeling better. Sugar will leave you feeling better for about an hour, and then it'll crash you and leave you feeling miserable. So you're checking overall, see what kind of foods and things leave you feeling healthier overall. Most of you, again, will find the high-protein, low-carb diet. Cut back the sugar. But again, this is a guilt-free process. If you want to have a couple spoons of sugar, you know, in a dessert, take one or two bites of the sweetest one you can. You want a sugar substitute, stevia, or some taste horrible if they're not filtered, but some taste really good. Stevita, sweet leaf stevia, and then the one my wife and I use, one called stevia, which is a liquid by Body Ecology. Their phone number is 1-800, the number 4, and then stevia. That's my favorite. And we carry that around in our pocket with us. Tastes great. You can use all you want. Healthy. So you want to keep your pleasure. And like I said, dark chocolates. Russell Stover has a line of sugar-free chocolates. C's now has sugar-free chocolates. Godiva is going back to make some of their sugar-free line. And then there's an online one called Abdullah's. Now, again, they have sugar-free and regular. Get the sugar-free. They taste great. The only issue is that the maltitol that they use, which is healthy, is a little bit of a laxative. So if you find that people around here started to wear a gas mask, ease back on the sugar-free chocolate. So, but, you know, you'll find that how much your body will comfortably have. And this way, again, you have your pleasure. And there you go.
That's some great things. You can have salt and chocolate and and stevia. I love it. It tastes great to me.
Yeah, and let me mention, too, that if you're out at a restaurant and they don't have stevia there, you've just got the blue packet, the yellow packet, and the pink packet.
Mm-hmm.
I would treat the blue packet not quite as if it's poison, but I would leave it where it is. And I would reach your lady, reach for the pink packet. That's saccharin. Mm-hmm. And that's what stood the test of time as being reasonably safe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
And what did you say again about the low adrenals as far as what you could take?
The adrenal is a stress handler hormone.
It makes
the stress hormone cortisol, yep. And it's what helps you deal with stress. And it keeps you from crashing during stress. It sets off that fight or flight reaction, the adrenaline reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So the adrenals also make adrenaline. And when you exhaust your adrenals from chronic stress, which is happening to many, if not most people out there, you know, it used to be if something's stressful or there's a tsunami on the other side of the planet, you might hear about it 3 weeks later. Now, every bit of bad news they can find, they try to report on the national news. And if they can't find any bad news, they make it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, if you find that you're stressed, number one, there's a Tai Chi move that will be very helpful. And that's when you're watching any of the national news networks or local news, and it stops feeling good. Because remember, this is mostly entertainment. If you doubt me, surf between the three channels and watch them report on the same event. You'll think you're on three different planets. it's not real accurate. It's entertainment. So when it stops feeling good, you do this Tai Chi move where you reach behind you, you reach for the remote control, point it at the TV, and hit off. Or change to the comedy channel or wherever you want to. But if it's not feeling good, why are you watching it? This is meant to entertain you. If it's not feeling good, turn it off or change the channel.
That's probably some of the best advice.
Yeah, and don't tell the people, because I love the folks at Fox and CNN, and they have me on a good bit, so don't tell them I said that, okay?
Okay, we won't.
Secret safe with us.
So, how can people find a physician who knows how to treat?
Never mind.
Okay.
What about exercise?
Oh yeah, okay. We've left out the exercise.
I was stuck on the shin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, exercise is important because the body has a use it or lose it mentality. It's very efficient. If you stop exercising because you're afraid to, or you're tired, or you're in pain, you will decondition and it'll make the problem worse. On the other hand, you can only make so much energy. And if you try to push real hard, you say, well, dang it, I'm going to full speed ahead, I'm going to go through it, you will crash and burn. You'll get what's called post-exertional fatigue, and you will find yourself bedbound for the next day or two. So the trick, again, is to listen to your body, and don't start by going and being Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever, you know, workout. Start by just doing a walk, and go for a walk, see what's comfortable for you. And then you slowly increase it, say, by a minute a day until you get up to the level and you know that you feel good tired after and better the next day. And get a pedometer. They're like $15. They're simple now. You just hook it in your pocket, and it will tell you how many steps a day you're taking or how far you're walking. And you see how much you can comfortably do. When you find that level, you leave it there for 8 to 10 weeks while you're doing the rest of the SHINE protocol, because that's going to build your energy production up so you can condition further. And then you're going to find, really in about a month, but I tell people 3 months, but it's really got about a month, you're going to be feeling a lot better. And then you can start to increase the walking by up to a minute a day as feels comfortable. So you're good tired after, better the next day. And then when you get up to an hour, you can start to increase the intensity, biking, rowing, aerobics. I'm going to note that Tai Chi and yoga have been shown to be very helpful for fibromyalgia, quite likely more effective than the medications and certainly safer and cheaper. So these are very good exercises as well that you can add in. But get that pedometer, and what you'll see is you're going to be aiming for that golden 10,000 steps a day level and slowly work your way up. And as you see the number of steps increase each day, that's because, you know, walking you may notice a little bit, but if the pedometer is going to tell you this is how many steps you took today, and you start going up 100 steps, 100 steps, 100 steps towards the 10,000 steps a day, and you're going to be going, it's going to be like a coach cheering you on. It's going to leave you feeling a lot better.
So the point is to not, like, overdo it, to just do it slowly so your body's getting accustomed to it.
Listen to your
body. That's the great thing about the pedometer.
Mm-hmm. Listen to your body. You exercise to the level that feels good. Feel good, tired after, better the next day. That's a good level. You feel crash and burn the next day. You did too much. Take a day or two off. Ease back.
All right, because I know that that's one of the big issues with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. People don't feel like exercising so many times, but when they go through the protocol and get to that point, and it's just starting out slowly and not overdoing it, so they don't have a flare-up.
Yep, and the big problem, though, is that sometimes doctors say, I don't know what's wrong with you, crazy, exercise more. Why don't you go do a workout? Well, you start with that, you know, going from 0 to 60 when you're in pain and exhausted, and you crash and burn and be wiped out the next week. It's like, well, that didn't work. And not just that, I feel like I got blown off and told like I was a crazy idiot by the doctor. It's like, no, that's not helpful.
No, it isn't. So how can people find a physician who knows how to treat chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia?
Go to somebody who specializes in it. A great start, there are fibromyalgia and fatigue centers that do a very detailed, sophisticated, you know, in-depth program using this approach. And this stuff is like CFS 101 to them. I mean, they're way beyond this as well. But their website is fibroandfatigue.com. So it's fibromyalgia and fatigue centers. They have clinics all around the country. Now, again, it's going to be a bit pricier because it's a very thorough evaluation, but it's a great value. It's a really good way to do it. Now, there are holistic doctors also. It's a little more hit and miss. Some are better trained than others, but there's 1,400 holistic physicians at holisticbord.org, not .com, .org. You find 1,400 doctors. If you can't make it to Fibro and Fatigue Center, at least these doctors are much more likely to not leave you like grinding your teeth when you walk out. You go to most standard physicians, they are simply not trained in these diseases, and except now maybe in treating and adding 3 expensive medications. So, you know, you're likely to come out having a very unhelpful experience if you just go to your standard physician for CFS or fibro. But what you can do also then, and for those of you who can't afford, because most doctors who treat this can't take insurance coverage because the insurance company will pay for a 5-minute visit even if you spend an hour. They'll say no, we'll pay you more, but they don't even cover overhead for that. They want people rolled in and rolled out. So I know a lot of people can't afford, and that's what the symptom analysis program is for. You do that free online symptom analysis program. It'll tell you exactly what's causing your disease and tell you exactly what you need to do to get well. And a lot of that you can do over the counter, natural, not prescription stuff. So, and even for the treatments that are on there, for people who have like no money, there's articles on the website to say, how do you treat this if you got no money? You know, what are simple things that cost pennies that you can do? So our goal is to make effective treatment available for everybody. And like I said, I know what people are going through with it. So it's there now. The tools are there.
Well, that's fantastic. And two, for physicians, that's what I would recommend is, you know, tell your physicians about Dr. Teitelbaum's site and about these other websites, the fibroandfatigue.com, and have them to go to it, so because they need to be educated.
Well, most of them won't. They won't look at it. So here's what you do. If you go on my website, you can actually download the study. It's called the definitive study. You click on the FMS button on top. You'll have a drop-down box. It'll say the studies. Click on the definitive study. Download the study and just give the study to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Say, here's a published study showing what you can do. And if you're interested, let me know, and I'll make you a gift of the book, Fatigued Fantastic, so you can learn how to treat people with this disease.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the doctors will take it and go, I have 4 minutes for this visit, and on a minute to write up the notes, and they'll take it and they'll throw it in the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones who call you back and say, yeah, you know, wow, I didn't know this. Can you give me a copy of the book? Then mm-hmm. make them a gift of it.
Well, that's great. We've got a few questions here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you ready?
Shoot. Right. Take them away.
Okay, we have Michelle, and she says, I've taken the online quiz on your site and received the recommendations. With my allergies and other factors, I'm hesitant to start with any new items. What would mm-hmm. be the best way to get myself on the right track?
I got a treatment for you. Michelle, write this down. www.n, like Nancy, AET.com. A lot of people have sensitivities, and they can't tolerate anything with this disease. And there's an acupressure technique called NAET. It's more sophisticated than that, but people who know how to do it well, and there's over 14,000 practitioners worldwide, you can find one on the website, can clear your allergies and sensitivities. Now, to give you an idea of how powerful that is, it's simple yet powerful. I first learned about it when I used to have horrible ragweed allergies. And hay fever, and basically I was sniffling, sneezing, honking, and miserable as could be come each autumn. And the practitioner said, let me treat you. And I said, that voodoo is not going to make my hay fever go away. Leave me alone. You know. And one day I was especially miserable, and she said, stop being a nitwit and let me treat you. And I said, okay. 20 minutes later, it was like somebody turned off a faucet in my nose, and the hay fever never came back again. I was so impressed, I actually married the gal who did it.
There you go.
And I'm going to add one quick thing. And there's a study that was just accepted from publication about 2 weeks ago that our foundation funded using NAT for autism. 23 of the 30 children in the treatment group of the autistic children were back in regular school at the end of 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group. Now, after the study, we treated the untreated control group too. So this is one study that our foundation funded using the NAT for autism. Now, there's a problem with NAT. It's cheap. There's no medications to sell with it. It's a simple acupressure technique, but by people that are trained. It's complex for them, but simple to you. So go in, find an NAT practitioner, get treated for your sensitivities. I don't know if you've heard of George Hamilton, the tanner, and then there's Rod Stewart, the singer, and they were both married to Alana Stewart, the actress, not at the same time, but and I got a panic call from her one day. She had to be on the Survivor for Celebrity ABC show, and she had CFS, and she had this horrible sensitivities thing, and I can only talk about her. She said, go ahead and put it out there, and I got her well enough. I said, go on the show. She did great. Show bombed. She did well, and I said, you'll do the NAT when you get back. She did. Her chronic fatigue syndrome went away with the NAT.
Wow.
Okay, so, Michelle, you can get help.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, Melissa is, do you recommend liquid progesterone? I've been taking a product called Progest E, and I'm not sure how effective it is.
It depends. I mean, there's a lot of things sold as progesterone over the counter that aren't, but there's some that are. I think the bioidentical progesterone, as long as it is the bioidentical, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking it by mouth, you usually need a higher dose of about 100 milligrams at bedtime. If you're taking it topically, it's about 30 milligrams because you get better absorption. If the Progest E is the one made by Bezwekian, I think did a pretty good job with that, and they were trying to fly under the FDA radar. I don't know if they got caught recently, but because they've changed their formulations. But if that one's not working for you, Michelle, get another one. But if you can find a holistic doctor, and again, at the 5-1 Fatigue Centers, we have programs, separate programs for people who just want bioidentical hormone support. We have one program for men and one for women, and they can do a really good job with that. Most holistic doctors can. So it's worth finding somebody that's going to give you a compounded one that's good. If it's not working for you, get a different pharmacy to make it. If it's still not working for you, then it's not the progesterone issue. There's something else going on.
Okay. Stuart says, can you give one hint on how to kick sugar addiction?
Yep. Get my book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now. Find out what's causing your sugar addiction. Get rid of the addiction and the craving will go away. How's that for a shameless plug? But it's the best way. That's the way I can answer it in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And give you an honest answer.
Well, that's
an easy book.
The book is great, so you will find the answer in there. Also from Stuart, how does one deal with Epstein-Barr?
Well, again, you deal with it, one, by recognizing Epstein-Barr is basically what's called mono or kissing disease, infectious mono. It's a nasty virus, hits for about 6 months, 6 weeks, I'm sorry, and then goes away. But what happens is it's like chickenpox. It never totally goes away. It just gets put in a jail in your body and stays in that jail. And when the immune system goes down, sometimes there's a jailbreak and you get reactivation. The problem is that the tests that most people use for it are not reliable. And most people who have been told they have chronic Epstein-Barr syndrome don't. So what you'll find, Stuart, is when you treat with the SHINE protocol, the symptoms that have been blamed on the chronic Epstein-Barr will usually go away. Now, there are times you will use Valtrex or Famvir, which are antivirals. But I'll tell you, it's a tiny percent of people who think they have that diagnosis. So what I'm going to say is even if you do have reactivation, and again, the tests are not reliable for that, when you treat with the SHINE protocol, the symptoms are going to go away. You're going to feel great, and then you won't have to worry about is the test reliable or not.
And we have two more questions. Roz, scrolling down. As Tricia, how do hormone deficiencies in women play a role in chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia? Do they just affect energy and mood, or is there more to it than that?
They control so many different systems in the body, and you guys know that. They're going to control how your brain works, how your heart works, how your reproductive system works, whether your muscles are in pain, whether you have migraines. So it's going to have a lot more effect to be deficient than just being tired and achy. And again, it's usually not the sole cause of fibromyalgia. It's something that in people that are energy deficient just from life overwhelming them or having infections and other things going on, it's often what pushes them over the edge.
Okay.
And that's why perimenopause is such a common age for women to get CFS and fibro. So if you treat just with the bioidenticals and all the symptoms go away, then that was it. But many of you, especially if you find, Tricia, that you have severe insomnia, and people, low estrogen, you have trouble sleeping, but this is a real severe insomnia, and you have all these other symptoms, you may find you need the whole SHINE protocol, in addition to treating the estrogen and progesterone, for you to find that you recover and get your health back.
Okay, and one more question from Michelle. I have never had issues with chronic fatigue until recently, and I believe the symptoms are a result of low adrenal, unbalanced thyroid, and mold exposure allergy on top of a lifetime of allergies to anything that grows. I have used your vitamin powder in the past and felt great using it. However, my current physician wants me on a multi with no copper or iron. Do you have any suggestions on how to get myself in balance?
Yes. For the adrenal issues, do the adrenal stress end. For the mold, treat the candida. And then if there's problems with mold beyond that, the sensitivities, do the NAAT. In terms of the vitamins, if he has something better to give you, but I'll tell you, good luck finding what's better than the vitamin powder in less than 35 pills a day. And there's half a milligram of copper, where the RDA is closer to 3 milligrams. You have a tiny bit, because copper can be toxic if it's too high, but if it's too low, your antioxidants called SOD are not going to work properly. So I'm going to humbly disagree with your physician and say that copper too high is not good. I agree with them, but too low is not good either. And you're not going to know from a hair analysis or anything like that, because those are, what's the term I'm looking for, utter rubbish. Sorry.
I appreciate you putting it out there.
And if you doubt me, I'll just say this. Take two hair samples and send them into different hair analysis labs and look at the results.
Mm-hmm.
From the same person, same time, get the hair samples. And you can probably send them into the same lab and still get horribly different results. So that leaves me skeptical. If they have another nutritional support, you don't have to be in conflict with them. If they find some other nutrients that will work as well and do it, try them, see which one feels better to you. But the adrenal stress end, nice easy way to balance out the adrenal. Look on my website and look up, there's articles on health conditions A to Z, look up adrenal being low. But in terms of the mold, once you get the knockout the candida, you get your adrenal stabilized, a lot of times these sensitivities are going to go away, whether the food sensitivities or just sensitivities in general. I talk about this in the Fatigue Fantastic book. Treat the adrenal with the adrenal stress end. Treat the candida with the protocol we talked about. And a lot of the sensitivities are going to settle down. And that's why I recommend that before I send people for NAT. When I answered before, what it was is that there's so many things, couldn't take anything. I go straight to the NAT. But for most people, treat the adrenal, treat the yeast, the sensitivities will settle down.
And we have one more question from Melanie, and you're unmuted.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
Melanie.
Hello. Hi. I actually have a couple, if I may.
Sure.
I am wondering, A, do you believe that fibro can result from an accident, a trauma, a fall, a car accident, et cetera?
Melanie, it's not a matter of do I believe. It's like saying do I believe the sun rises in the morning. It's like basically anybody treating fibromyalgia knows that it can be post-traumatic fibromyalgia can occur, especially if there's whiplash. The exception is if people who work for an auto accident insurer or disability insurer, it's like in the old Hogan's Heroes, they cover their eyes and think they're invisible. It's like, I see nothing, So, of course, there's post-traumatic fibromyalgia, except to insurance companies who are trying to avoid paying for it.
That I agree with you 100%, and thank you for that support.
Mm-hmm.
I also find that my fibro moves around my body. It seems to attack.
Yes.
Okay, so that is also it. And do you
Melanie, what happens is when you hurt in one place, you shift your weight to unload that muscle. This is muscle pain, so you're unloading that area, but now you're shifting more weight to other areas, and it's going to move around.
Oh, gotcha. So then I'm offsetting it and causing problems elsewhere. And I know a medical intuitive that insists that it's related to multiple food sensitivities and yeast. Do you agree with that? And are there some trigger foods that you're aware of?
Well, I think that there's food sensitivities and candida that certainly are contributing factors, or two of many contributing factors. And that's why the NAET is the best way I know of. Well, first of all, you clean up digestion, especially with plant-based digestive enzymes. And by treating the adrenal, you're going to help a lot of the food sensitivity issues. These are two pieces of the puzzle, but there's about 100 other pieces scattered around as well.
Okay. All right. So treating the adrenals will help with the food sensitivities. That's interesting.
Adrenals and candida.
More and more. Okay.
Absolutely.
Adrenals.
And candida, those two, when you treat those two, a lot of people's sensitivities settle down a lot. But the other thing for the food sensitivities is people get incomplete digestion of the food. They're absorbing whole chunks of amino acids. The proteins aren't broken down all the way. So get a plant-based digestive enzyme, Complete Just Similase. The one I use is Complete Just. You'll find that health food source and on the website. Take two with each meal, or three, and you're going to find that you're digesting your food better, not absorbing whole chunks that cause food allergies. So that would be the third piece. But most people's candida and the adrenal. But in your case, I'm going to throw in look at digestive enzymes, but they have to be plant-based digestive enzymes. Animal-based ones won't work.
Okay, excellent. All right. See, and I've been using enzymes, but I'm not sure whether they're plant-based or not. Thank you for that. I will check
it. It'll say on the label.
Mm-hmm. Must be plant-based. Excellent. You
100%
are wonderful.
Plant-based.
Yeah, just bless you for all you've shared with us today. You are amazing, and I'm so grateful to you.
Thank you, Melanie. And again, have fun with it.
Take care. Many blessings.
Okay. I'll put you back on mute.
Okay.
And I think that those are all the questions. I'll turn it back over to you, Roz.
Well, that great questions, everyone, and thanks so much, Dr. Teitelbaum. I wanted to end with when we're talking about the illness is not the enemy, for you to go into that even more, just for a few seconds.
If you plug in too many things into an outlet and you blow a fuse, it's annoying that the circuit has blown and the lights go out. But that circuit kept you from burning out the wiring in your house. That's what the circuit breaker box is all about. And in the same way, when the hypothalamus goes online, it's like a circuit breaker. There's no damage to it. It just goes into a low volume or sleep condition or hibernation. That's to take you out of the game in the face of overwhelming stress so that you don't hurt yourself. But once you restore energy production, get rid of the things that are driving the energy crisis, now you can turn the circuit breaker back on and it'll stay turned on. I mean, if you just go turn the circuit breaker back on and you've got five space heaters plugged in, it's going to turn right back off again. But if you unplug the five space heaters and don't turn the circuit breaker back on, so you get rid of the stresses, it's also not going to get better. You're still not going to have lights. But you get rid of what's overwhelming the system and then treat shine to turn the circuit breaker back on. Now everything works.
And then also looking at, you know, it forces us to look at our lives as, you know, who we really choose to be instead of who we think we should be.
Yeah. Let me teach you a simple thing. If you look at the psychodynamic of this disease, it is a disease of people that are approval seekers who don't know how to say no. So when you have the chairwoman of the Committee of 1,000 Ways to Waste Everybody's Time Uselessly coming by looking for a new person to serve, and you see everybody runs for the hills, but she walks up to somebody with CFS because they can't run fast enough. And they say, oh, we need you. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Nobody. You know, if everybody says no, then it doesn't happen. And you know, your gut is screaming, no! But what comes out of your mouth? Okay. Yeah, that's the recipe for chronic fatigue syndrome. So I'm going to give you a simple clue. First of all, doctor's orders. I'm telling you right now, for those of you CFS and fibro, if something's going to take more than 4 hours of your time, you have doctor's orders, so you can say, I'm sorry, I would have loved to serve on the committee, but the doctor said no, so I'm going to say no. So the way you do it is say, I don't think I can because I have a CFS fibro, I'm just not able to. If I change my mind, I'll give you a call back, but the answer is no. This way, you've said no, so there's nothing you have to do. It's on autopilot. You could change. If you go home and your feeling is, oh, I really would feel good to do it, you can change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, no is a wonderful word. It's a great t-shirt. It says, what part of no didn't you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete no is a complete sentence. Beautiful word.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Teitelbaum. This has been fantastic. Just like your book.
I'm so flattered here. You can see me blushing all the way here in Hawaii.
Well, you just shared some awesome information. I mean, people got the whole protocol tonight, but you definitely need to go to www.vitality101.com and do the checklist if you haven't done it already, and start feeling fantastic.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Read his books.
Yes,
that's
and
great.
Also the Beat Sugar Addiction Now. There's so many people addicted to sugar and don't even realize it, so that's also a great book to have. And once again, thanks so much, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Well, thank you, ladies. You have a great
thank
evening.
You. Okay, you too.
Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.